much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
I love this plan. I'm excited to be a part of it. Let's do it.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Next up, we're going to discuss something else that I'm going to figure out what that is at the end of this sentence.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. Smile, through the pain and sorrow. What? Smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through. You!
I'm expressing myself over here.
And now.
Yes, for its own sake, and as a compliment to other flavors. Most everyone enjoys the fresh, clean taste of
our feature presentation.
Not sure that's true. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, the 6th of January.
What's going on, party people?
What's going on with you?
Funny you should ask, Lisa. I'm getting some very nice communication from the listeners who are wishing me well. Writing to find out how I'm doing with the recovery after my fall.
Oh, that's okay. Nice.
And some even surprised that I'm alive and on the air.
Yeah.
And I've said, and there's the reason I'm bringing this up is because this story I'm about to give you is unbelievable. I consider myself enormously lucky. I think I even told you that night, Kevin, at Acoustic Christmas, that I said, I am just walking out of here in pain, but so lucky to be alive, so lucky to not be paralyzed, so lucky to not have broken legs, broken hips, broken head. I mean, it could have been so much worse than it is. And then I see this guy, who's a Brazilian taxi driver. Let's talk about a lucky guy. He gets into a bar fight. Fortunately, he's very drunk. Which is how a lot of bar fights happen,
sure.
By the way. He's stabbed during an argument 4 times, 3 times in the torso, and the fourth, which, by the way, one of those stab wounds perforated the lung, and the fourth time he's stabbed in the head.
Wow.
Okay? The knife is in his head, deep, all the way. The blade is completely in his head. They didn't nick his ear or anything. This knife is in his head.
That isn't good for you.
Absolutely true. He was driven to a nearby hospital and transferred to an emergency facility 62 miles away. He had the knife lodged in his head the entire time and was not aware of it.
What?
How's that possible?
Because he was too drunk?
Yes, because he was too drunk. Dr. Gilberto Albuquerque told CNN, "We believe the shock and the drinking may have helped him to not realize that the knife was still in his head." X-ray photos released by the military to CNN show that the knife is protruding from behind his left eye. It stopped only when it struck the victim's lower jaw. They take him into surgery. It took 2.5 hours. He walked out of the hospital 5 days later. The knife crossed his head just behind the optical nerve, got very close to the olfactory nerve, and was just a fraction away from the gustatory nerve. Albuquerque told Channel 9 News he could have been blinded, he could have lost his sense of smell, his sense of taste, or worse. None of that happened.
Wow.
He is now alive and completely healthy.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. I mean,
it's like itch or something, and you reach up and go, oh, knife blade.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine that you wouldn't realize there was a knife sticking out of your head. It really is hard to imagine. But for over 2 hours, he had that in his head and didn't know it.
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
So there's another guy. There's my brother in good fortune right there, this Brazilian taxi driver, Juacelo Nunez de Oliveira, 39 years old. So well done, sir. Well done.
Could have been so much worse.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
My friend, don't be a jerk.
We have Sarah Shahi on the program.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
One
she's
of our
great.
Favorite guest of all time. Star
she's
of,
just an awesome lady.
Star person of interest.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She's great in every way. She's got everything. She's hot.
I hadn't noticed she was hot. I just was saying her personality. She's just a lot of fun and, you know, great guest. She's hot, too?
She turns out she's hot, too, yeah.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Usually we don't even factor that into women that we enjoy.
That's true. I'm a terrible vacation planner. Tell you about that.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I got something from for Ralph for Christmas from the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop. And they put me on their mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
And I started receiving things immediately in the mail. Probably 2 to 3 emails every day.
Well, you buy one thing, they want to know why you're not buying 5 other things.
Right. But you know the little writing at the bottom where it says, click here, you know, unsubscribe, blah, blah, blah. They'll stop sending you email. I did that about 3 times.
And I think that's a private joke among people who run websites.
Yeah, that guy just clicked on that. That's, like, it works, right? I can't get off the list. So, I don't know. I did this maybe mid-December. And now it's the 6th of January, and I'm still getting many, many emails from the Eagles Pro Shop.
Every time you try to unsubscribe, they double up on you.
They go, yeah, this guy's prime. Let's do it.
He's there.
Well, send him some more.
Maybe the answer is to buy more stuff from the Eagle Store.
I'd rather not. I mean, I don't really have any reason to. That was my one reason. We also are going to take your calls. Ralph brought up a interesting phone topic yesterday about people who like to just, you're not with celebrities, you're not hanging out with them, but you're hanging out, say, in a room with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you're
a party.
Near them.
A party is better because there's a celebrity in the room someplace. So we're going to talk to you if that appeals to you, and you can explain to us why. And the Bachelor Report is happening.
Yes, it is.
Called Petros, very happy.
Petros, is he?
Yep, very happy. Very happy.
I watched maybe 10 minutes of the Bachelor, by the way. There was a 3-hour primetime presentation of The Bachelor's Return last night. The first hour was a red carpet arrivals show with Chris Harrison interviewing past members of contestants on The Bachelor, interviewing other people who have been on The Bachelor and discussing with experts about what was going to happen on this season.
Now, wait. Arrivals for what? What was the event?
It was a viewing party, in Hollywood for the premiere last night.
Got it.
But they set it up, you know, just like a big-time Hollywood movie premiere, and Chris Harrison was out there screaming on the red carpet. But I did see the profile of The Bachelor, and I'm going to tell you something when we talk about it later that may surprise you about this Bachelor.
Okay.
I was moderately intrigued.
What?
Not enough to even...
So did you watch?
No, I didn't watch the rest of it. I didn't record it or anything. I just watched that 10 minutes at the beginning. But I learned something new and interesting about The Bachelor. So maybe that we'll have a chance to discuss that when we do The Bachelor Report later.
All right, that's coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It is 5:54.
Tuvaloo!
Tuvaloo indeed. Hey, Ralph Grumman, you get some sleep yesterday?
Yes.
Feel like $1 million?
No. I was up for almost 30 hours. You think one nap is going to fix me?
Do you feel like $500,000?
No!
All right.
I feel like I'm still about $500,000 in debt.
You're just hanging on till the weekend where you can catch up for reals
then.
Yes, okay, reals. Gotcha. Time for our first look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday morning. What's going on?
Congratulations, Cameron Diaz finally got a man.
Yay!
She and boyfriend Benji Madden tied the knot last night in a Beverly Hills mansion, and there you have it. People magazine's reporting they had an intimate ceremony at their home and released a statement saying, "We couldn't be happier to begin our new journey together, surrounded by our closest family and friends." Benji's twin brother, Joel Madden, of course, from Good Charlotte also, was there, and so was his sister-in-law, Nicole Richie. Oh, Nicole Richie and Cameron Diaz over for the Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, to be a Madden.
That dinner has everything.
Oh, to be a Madden. Then Crazy Uncle John's down there. Boom! Turducken! You got him down at the other end of the table. Oh,
I don't think they're
playing
all, the Maddens are related.
2015,
I don't think.
He's not
related to them.
Dave Madden, who played Reuben Kincaid on the Partridge Family.
Nope.
He's there.
They're all separate Maddens, not in the same family at all. You know, it's weird. I think about Cameron Diaz sometime.
I bet you do, Sailor.
She's crazy rich. She apparently has a great sense of humor.
Right.
She's very, very pretty. Yet I'm not the tiniest bit attracted to her. She has everything going for her, but I would not want to marry Cameron Diaz.
Why?
I don't know. There's something about her that just... I mean, do you guys think of her?
I'm the same way.
You are?
What I'm talking about.
I'm not attracted to her at all.
Do you
not
know
at
why?
All.
No.
Do you know why? No?
I know why.
Oh.
Because I think she's an awful actress.
Oh, you do?
I think she's deeply untalented.
Okay.
Well, do yourself a favor. Go online and look up the trailer for the new Annie, the new version of Annie, the African-American version of Annie, that I call Tanny.
Right.
Check that out and watch her. And you're like, holy crap, did they just find someone on the street and just cast them in that role? She's unfunny, deeply unfunny.
Okay, but that's business. What about personal?
But I can't separate the two. It's like every time I see her in something where I should be attracted to her, I'm too busy going, oh,
Stop that. You're not... That's no.
Well, congratulations to... which one was it?
Benji, yes. Yeah. In other good news, Teresa Giudice, you know her from Real Housewives of New Jersey?
Yeah.
She's officially an inmate of the Federal Correctional Institution in Danbury, Connecticut. She went in this morning for...
Make a bad TV?
No. Oh. She went in for fraud and various other charges that she and her husband accrued while doing some shady business deals.
Wow.
So,
how long is she in for?
I don't know the stretch. I don't know, as we say in the Hooskow, I don't know what her stretch is.
Yeah.
But she'll be in there for a little while, at least.
I bet the show will welcome her back with open arms and a huge paycheck when she gets out there.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Can we, the stories she'll have, she'll come out all tatted up and
it's going to be crazy eyes. It's going to be crazy eyes when she gets out.
Having been shanked in the shower and she'll be kicking ass. It'll be awesome. Lisa, good news for you.
What?
Cats is coming back to Broadway.
Cats? That's awesome.
Cats is now and forever.
The longest running show ever.
Didn't that run for like 25 years and then they said goodbye?
Yeah, they said enough. Nobody needs to see Cats again. Well, wrong. It's coming back after a 15-year break.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, it's been that long since it's been off Broadway. So it is returning, maybe even to its original home, the Winter Garden Theater, where it played 7,485 performances from 1982 to 2000.
God.
Yeah, it's crazy. That blows, too. That musical blows.
It's not good.
It's not good at all.
It's
I don't understand
songs,
it. I don't get it.
But...
I don't buy it. No. Stop
it. We were in New York.
Put Cameron Diaz in Cats on Broadway, and you'll... One way to keep me out of New York.
We were in New York one time, and we sent somebody. I don't remember who. Maybe
Big
Cat?
Lightning, I think.
Because we didn't want to see it.
It's now and forever. You have to go see it. It's now and forever. And then he reviewed it.
He's like, I don't understand it. They're cats and singing.
Not for me.
I wonder why they think it'll do well on Broadway now if the reason they closed it is because it was running out of audience.
Well, I guess for a 15-year break, they figured it's a whole new generation of people who have never seen it on Broadway.
Okay.
Who now would buy into it.
Or might want to see it again, you know?
Yeah. Good movie news. If you're a geek, Channing Tatum's Gambit has a release date, October 7th, 2016. Woo!
Now, Gambit. What is Gambit?
Gambit's one of the X-Men, Kevin.
Kevin.
He's an expert card thrower.
Kevin.
Expert card thrower.
Yes.
Like playing cards?
Yes.
So he could kill me with a playing card?
Easily.
All right. That's a talent.
That is a talent.
Is that his only superpower?
No, he's able to manipulate any sort of kinetic energy. He can use that.
All right.
Yeah.
Gambit. Hard to keep up.
Well, you better start learning.
Yeah.
And, more casting news. Scarlett Johansson's going to have a new movie called Ghost in the Shell. She will play a covert secret agent who goes around fighting tech crimes in a futuristic cyberpunk world.
A lot of projects going right into that world, aren't they?
Yeah. Sounds like
a lot of projects.
Black Widow in cyberpunk, basically. Which is fine. She's great. She's one of the few female action stars I think we have that really is believable when she... kicks ass and takes
You know what's unique about that, too, is she was not an action star for a long, long, long time. She was just hot and whatever.
Yeah,
and
she used to do sexy dramas and romantic comedy kind of things.
Complete change in her career.
Absolutely.
I think Lucy helped her a lot. I think a lot of people realize she could really kick ass in that movie.
Well, Black Widow, too. She's been in the Avengers for a while. And Kid Rock continues to impress. Did you read his opinion piece over the weekend?
I did not know.
In the UK newspaper, The Guardian.
He's your grandpa.
But like a weird...
Who's Ralph's or mine?
Drunk grandpa.
Anyone's. Of ours.
Okay, all right.
He says he doesn't go on social media. I don't face tweet, he says.
Yes.
In an obvious attempt to combine the two to pretend he doesn't know what Twitter is or Facebook. He also says that all drugs should be legalized and taxed. He says he's definitely a Republican. When it comes to the economy and military, but as far as same-sex marriage goes, as an ordained minister, I don't look forward to marrying gay people, but I'm not opposed to it. Well, thanks, Kid Rock.
That is good news.
But he doesn't like anyone telling them he can't use the word gay as in weak. If you say, oh, that's really gay.
Right.
Gay people do not like it when you use that because it's obviously saying, you're saying something derogatory about the situation or the action or whatever, and you're using gay as a derogatory word.
We did that for a while.
And then we stopped.
And then we stopped.
Because we found it bothered people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he says, if someone tells you not to use a word like that, tell them to go F themselves. So apparently Kid Rock not as concerned about bothering people as we are.
All right.
Now I don't feel so bad about the Detroit Lions losing. I've read that. I feel much better. Today's celebrity birthdays. Saturday Night Live member Kate McKinnon. She's very funny. 31 years old today. Host of The Talk, Julie Chen. She's 45. Now, she's not on The Chew, right?
I don't know.
I think she is The Talk. I think you're right.
She's on The Talk. She's not on The Chew.
I think so.
She was a guest on The Lean. And then I think she did one episode of The Trip or The Stumble. I can't remember. Actor Norman Reedus.
Yes.
From Walking Dead.
Daryl.
He's 46 years old today. Actor Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean, amongst other roles, turns 60 years old today. And model Irina Shayk.
Oh, she's something.
She is something and a half.
Yeah.
Speaking of something and a half,
yeah.
Can't wait to talk about The Bachelor last night. Wait till you meet Britt. Britt may be one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen on television.
Is that
really?
Right?
Yes. Can't stop thinking about Britt.
Crazy, though?
I can't tell yet. I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Going to talk to the beautiful and delightful Sarah Shahi from Person of Interest in less than 1 hour from right now. That's coming up. Also, yes, indeed. Also, the Bachelor Report with Petra Somani. And you're going to find this hard to believe because it's the first week of January. We are being told to stay tuned to K-Rock because at any moment we could have details on the lineup for Coachella 2015.
Really?
How about that?
Wow.
All right.
It's hard to put your head in April right now, but it'll be here before you know it. So very soon, we expect to have some details on Coachella.
And by the way, just for the record, that's what they tell us, too. Like, it's not like we know and we're teasing
right.
you.
Right.
We're waiting right with you to find out. So that's coming up. I got to tell you, also coming up.
Blah, 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 blah.
Roland.
Yes, it's Roland.
What have we done? It's our second day back on the air. How have we already disappointed you?
Because you continue to talk about things that are meaningless.
We're talking about
the important things.
Coachella is not Coachella. A lot of people are interested. A lot of people go.
No one goes to Coachella. It's not a popular thing.
Well,
you know what is popular?
What?
Superheroes and comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Right.
Well, let's talk about that. That's the important things that are happening right now. Not in April. Not in June. Oh, hey, time to get your tickets for the Licky Weenie Roast Luau or whatever it is you do.
Right.
Let's talk about things happening today, tonight.
Well, what's happening?
Don't you feel that Ralph already covers that on the Showbiz Beat?
Not nearly enough, and not with enough authority to my taste.
Okay.
All right. What's happening today? What are we missing today that's a big deal?
Well, tonight you will get a chance to see the trailer for Ant-Man!
Now, I'm not completely familiar with Ant-Man.
What a shock.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
You're so well-versed in the world of geekdom.
No, but he's not really hasn't been a major character, right?
Yes, he has been a major character since 1962.
Have they ever made an Ant-Man movie before?
No, they've never made an Ant-Man movie before.
That he's not a major character.
Well, they never made a Guardians of the Galaxy movie before either, did they?
And they weren't a major character either.
But they are now, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They're very popular now.
Did the teaser for the trailer come out over the weekend, or was it last
week? The ant teaser, yes. The ant-sized trailer, teaser for the trailer.
Here's what we know.
It was ant-sized.
Here's what we know is that it wasn't the trailer, but here is what we found out about Ant-Man. So we know that.
Ant-Man!
Now, is Ant-Man an ant or a man?
Oh, for God's
sake. Is it a man? Is it a man that can become the size of an ant?
It is Dr. Henry Jonathan Pym. You can call him Hank.
Hank, okay.
Hank Pym invented a way, a substance that allowed him to change size, and that's when he became the original persona of Ant-Man. And he also had a helmet that allowed him to talk to insects.
Okay, so can he go back and forth between human size and ant size?
Yes, of course. It wouldn't be much good if he just shrank himself down to the size of an ant forever.
Okay, forgive me. I don't know. And then what does he use the ability to communicate with ants to do?
To fight crime.
How do ants fight crime?
Oh, well, what if someone steals your picnic?
What?
Then they can help you find it, because ants love picnics.
Not much of a crime, though, really.
But if you needed something, what if you needed something small taken care of? Call Ant-Man.
Okay. How many?
Or his wife, who we also she became a crime-fighting partner known as the Wasp. She would shrink down and fly around.
Okay.
So they would shrink together.
Okay.
Even you're not convinced about the validity of this.
I am, and they would fight such enemies as Egghead and Whirlwind.
Listen to yourself. This is nonsense.
And then, of course, you know, Hank Pym later became Giant Man and Goliath.
What are the chances?
Because he could get big, too.
That's incredible.
And then he became Yellow Jacket, and then he also was the Wasp after his wife stopped being the Wasp. But then he got thrown out of the Avengers because he beat up his wife.
Wow.
It sounds to me like he wasn't even committed to being Ant-Man if he had to also be all those other things.
He was, but then Scott Lang became Ant-Man when he stole the technology.
I'm sorry, I'm not as distraught as you are over all of this, Roland.
And Paul Rudd apparently plays Scott Lang in the film, the second Ant-Man, and Michael Douglas plays the original Ant-Man, Hank Pym.
Wow, right. those are both good actors. So do you think Ant-Man will be a big hit?
Yes, so much so that I, too, have invented something that makes me shrink down to the size of an ant.
For real?
Yes. I've finally perfected my own Ant-Man formula.
Okay.
So here I go.
You're not changing size.
I am changing size.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting smaller.
Wow.
Smaller. Oh, my goodness. I'm the size of an ant. Oh. Now what do I do?
Yeah. That's a good question.
Ah, crap.
Right? Who's with me?
I feel like that should be behind us.
No, dude. Yeah. Kira Christmas Party. Kira Christmas Party is tomorrow.
Kick off.
What?
Yeah.
It's the kickoff. We're kicking it off.
Oh, it's... Wait, it's
kicking off the holiday season. Woo!
It's not a Christmas... I thought it was a Christmas party. Not a Christmas party?
No, it's the New Year's kickoff party.
It's a New Year's party, Bean.
I misunderstood.
No, everyone knows. There's no time to have a New Year's party like on January 7th. Everyone celebrates New Year's.
On a Wednesday.
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon between 3 and 6.
Down the hall here.
At work.
Look, I know that in years past, we have mocked the K-Rock Christmas parties. But I thought we were past all that. I thought they shaped up. I thought
we were past it because they didn't have one this year, if that's what you mean. They opted not to have one.
So this is just as good, though, right? I mean, couldn't we look at this as at least we're not having to cram another party into a busy holiday social schedule? You wait till after the first of the year, everybody's got nothing but free time.
Right.
No other parties are scheduled.
Thing. After months of overeating and drinking and talking to people you don't really want to talk to, family and friends, and being forced to socialize at holiday parties, nothing is more appealing, really, at the beginning of the new year than doing it again.
So too soon? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, we could take a breather. That's all we're saying. Yeah. So it's tomorrow. It's Wednesday from 3 to 6 p.m., and parking is on the street.
Well, yeah, you can't use our parking lot.
Try and find parking on the street in the area. By the way, very much Compton adjacent here.
I'm right. Parking absolutely. At the motel down the street. I'm just going to crash there after the party. I'm going to get lucky with somebody from sales.
So you would think that if you're going to have the party, and by the way, my first thought was it must just be cheaper to have a party after the first of the year, but that doesn't even come into play here because it's at work. They're having it in our building, so right. It's not like they're having to rent a space or something. But you'd think you'd at least do it like on a Friday or a Saturday night where people could really, you know, kick off their shoes and have a good time, right?
What's wrong with you?
Wednesday afternoon? Doesn't have the same ring to
me. In the history of this organization and their parties has led you to believe they're interested in anyone really having a good time at any of these things?
Well, all right, then let me approach it this way. Why do you suppose this party is even being thrown then?
I can't possibly imagine.
I think they considered a Christmas party, and then for whatever reason, too much going on, too expensive, whatever, they just decided not to do Christmas. But you know what we should do? We should do a New Year's party instead. I think it was sort of like
New Year's party. You know what a New Year's party is? New Year's Eve. That's when you have a New Year's party. New Year's Day, maybe.
Maybe New Year's Day.
January 7th is nothing. It's not a party for anything. It's not... Siete de January. There's no holiday. It's nothing. It's not for anything.
But it's a convenient time.
I Then just have a party in May then. Let's just push it off. Let's have an April 19th party.
My mate's pretty full. Sorry.
Now, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I agree with you guys, but I'm just trying to look at it from the other side to understand how this happened. Is it possible that they would have had a party in December, but a lot of people, especially the creative people who put these things together, are very busy with the acoustic Christmas shows in December and didn't have time to do our party, too?
They've had Christmas parties every year, Bean.
Are they not busy every year?
I'm just going
to
guess.
They're not good parties. They're not hard to plan.
That's true. Lisa's right.
I'm just going to guess based on the past. I don't know what happened this year, but based on the past, the people at the station who are in charge of throwing parties, and they plan the weenie roast, and they plan acoustic and April foolishness, and they decorate and they make sure everything, they're never asked to participate.
No.
It's never those people that plan these parties.
So they're not busy doing this party.
No. Right. So people who don't throw parties full time are
shouldn't live in glass houses.
Are throwing this party.
All right. So it's a Wednesday afternoon.
Yes.
It's in the K-Rock building.
Right. Woo!
But you bring your spouses and your significant others, right?
Well, no, not so much.
I mean,
not that they could get off work anyway to come to the party.
Describe bring. Because not really, no.
No.
So how is this different than the people, Ralph, that we would run into in the halls throughout the day anyway?
Well, first of all, we don't run into those people because when we're here in the morning, they're not here.
Right.
Well, that's a little worse for us than it is for everybody else, though, because everybody else works a much more normal schedule. We're done. You know, we'd have to sit around here all afternoon and wait for a party.
Well, you're going to do that, right, Kevin?
Because I can't drive. I'm not going to drive all the way home, which is about 30 minutes with no traffic, and then drive back here at 3 p.m. So
that's where the party really gets going.
To park on the street.
Yes. No, we're not going
to
be.
This is really just food for people who happen to be in the building.
But it's not just us. There's other stations. All the other stations apparently are also involved.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you think they'll come? I
hope so.
Do you know what I have at home?
Food. Drink.
You know what you don't have at home? Jim Rome. I think Jim Rome from The Beast might be here.
Oh, interesting.
Really?
Guy, from that punch. How about a cookie? All the cookies are gone. Now I'm done.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
I think the only reason that I'm not cool is that Dave Grohl is sucking up all the cool in the world.
I would be so cool
if he weren't as cool as he is.
Dave Grohl is the coolest person on earth.
He does. He takes up all the cool in the world.
But even if he didn't take up all the cool in the world, you would not get any of it.
Really? Yeah, I feel like I would get some of the splash.
No. You are at the end of the cool line.
Yeah, sorry.
If you're standing up at the cool stand, getting your helping, a big helping of cool.
Right, and then I look down the line as far as the eye can see.
At the very end. If you can't see with the end of the line.
The last person in line.
There's Bean.
Everybody new takes cuts in front of him, so he'll never move up.
Right. Everybody knows somebody in line. Hey, yo, what's up? And they just walk up to him in the line and sort of cut in front.
Wow, this is kind of depressing. I thought I was closer to being cool than I get there.
No.
All right. Someone who is cool, our friend Sarah Shahi, joins us right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. First, though, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday.
Before we get to the Showbiz news, how about some passes to a very special K-Rock movie screening? We get to show you the films before they come out, so you can lord it over your friends and say, I saw Black Hat already.
Yeah!
Black Hat, the new movie with Chris Hemsworth, about a man who's released from prison to help the Americans and the Chinese authorities pursue a clever cyber criminal. You can check this out at the Pacific Theaters at the Grove on January the 13th. That's a Tuesday. The movie's in theaters everywhere else on the 16th. But if you'd like to see it early at our K-Rock screening, call me now. 1-800-520-1067. First five callers gets a pair of passes to the K-Rock screening of Black Hat. HBO says they will be putting the final two episodes of last year's Game of Thrones in theaters beginning Friday, January the 23rd. Not just any theater, however, IMAX theaters will be carrying Game of Thrones.
No kidding.
Yeah. They're going to put the two episodes together, knit them together like a feature film, and throw it up on the IMAX screens. It's a pretty big deal since this will mark the first time a TV show has ever been put into the IMAX format.
Huh.
The episodes include The Watchers on the Wall, which, if you remember, the end of last year's Game of Thrones season had that big battle scene, which people have compared to the Lord of the Rings films. And they said, we'll look awesome on IMAX. So they're going to put them up on IMAX screens for 1 week. So you can check that out starting January the 23rd.
Is winter still coming?
I believe so.
Okay.
If not, being already here. Hey, this is going to shock you. Glee is still on the air. Glee's
really?
Still a thing.
No.
That show from the 90s?
Glee is still happening.
What?
So much so.
Wait. Reruns?
No, the original episodes of Glee are still being produced and aired on a network known as Fox.
Huh.
The reason I bring it up is because they're adding another cast member. Gina Gershon is being added to the cast of Glee.
Okay.
The star of Showgirls, of course, and House of Versace, will be playing the mother of Darren Criss's character, Blaine Anderson, for the final season of the Fox show.
Darren Criss has got to be about 35 now, right?
I believe he is 35. He's bald.
Oh, so they've announced this is the
prostate trouble.
Final season?
This is the final season, yeah.
Dave still watches Glee, he tells me.
I know. Yeah. And I'm like, why? He's like, it's bad. It's a bad show. I was like, why are you still watching? Because I started watching, so now I have to finish.
That's not a thing.
This isn't like a Robex juice where you have to get all the nutrients. Just stop it.
Is Lea Michele still on that show?
I have no idea.
Okay.
What's up?
I was genuinely surprised when I read this article that Glee was still on the air.
I had no idea. That's amazing.
That's shocking.
It was really popular like 5 years ago, right?
It was the biggest thing ever.
Yeah.
Kevin, you'll be happy to know that Santana's mother, Maribel, will be played by Gloria Estefan. She'll be on the show as well.
And
I know
right.
I know how you love the Miami Sound Machine.
Sure do. My favorite band.
More TV news. Our buddy David Alan Greer has a job. He has been picked to co-star in a new NBC comedy called Go, Jared, Go. He will play the father of comedian Jared Carmichael, who stars in the series. And he will co-star along with Loretta Devine, who plays Jared's mom on the show. So, Dag's working. That's good news for everybody, right?
Yeah, he's great.
Hey, he's very talented. Somebody ought to be able to find a show that will stick around long enough for him.
He's enormously talented.
Yeah.
Today's new release day. We were just talking about Glee. Glee Season 5 is available on DVD today if you want to check that out. Archer Season 5 also available on TV shows on DVD. Girls Season 3. And Looking Season 1. Have you seen The Looking over there on HBO?
I don't know what that is.
I know it's very popular.
Looking is gay girls, basically.
Okay.
It's dudes, and it's like a soap opera-y kind of show.
Is it good?
About gay dudes. I've seen a couple episodes. It's pretty well written.
Yeah, well.
Not particularly my milieu, if you will. Not my frame of reference, not my world.
Sure.
But it's fascinating. Season 1, available on DVD. Other DVDs, Boyhood, starring Ethan Hawke and Patricia Arquette. That's available today on DVD. Left Behind, that's the religious movie that was remade by Nicolas Cage et al. It's available today. Get on up. Get up. Get on the good foot. James Brown story. Chadwick Boseman stars. It's available today. Horns! You saw Horns! You loved Horns.
That is fucked up.
That movie
Daniel
is
Radcliffe.
Effed up.
Daniel Radcliffe has horns.
He literally has horns.
He has horns.
Talked to him about it at Comic-Con.
We did. You can check that out. So, there you go. Ah! Celebrity Apprentice. People are watching. Pretty good ratings. Yeah,
okay.
It returned on Sunday night.
Okay.
Sucked in 6.8 million viewers to watch that. That's up 30% from the last show. You know, it's been almost 2 years since we saw Celebrity Apprentice. March 2013 was the last time it was on the air.
Wow.
So I guess sometimes if you give something a little break, people will come back to it. 30%.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
Look, I like that show. The only reason I haven't been watching it in the last few seasons is it's too many hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
They had like 2 hours Sunday night, and I think another 2 hours last night, I want to say.
Yeah, I've got it all DVR'd. I have not seen
any
of
much.
It yet because it is too much.
Yeah, if it were an hour a week, I would watch it and I would love it. I'm not giving up 4 hours a week to Celebrity Apprentice. I'm just not.
My buddy Lorenzo Lamas is on it this year. So
all right.
I have a vested interest.
Sure.
We should talk to Love. We should get him on and talk to him. Very interesting cat because now he's doing that. And he's still in the show business game, more or less, but he'll admit it, things kind of, you know, dried up for him in terms of showbiz opportunities. So now he's a full-time helicopter pilot.
What?
That's what he does for a living.
How really? About that?
He loves it. He's always loved planes and helicopters and motorcycles and stuff, so now he's a helicopter pilot.
The helicopter going, didn't I see
hey,
you?
Aren't you Renegade?
Weren't you in?
But, Bean, you're right, the television thing's out of control. I mean, obviously, ABC last night realizes that people... watch The Bachelor, right? That's a show that's popular for
popular
them.
Show, sure.
So they scheduled 3 hours of The Bachelor last night.
Yeah. I still don't have that kind of time.
1 hour, the first hour was just Bachelor live viewing party red carpet arrivals.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I don't need to watch old Bachelor contestants walk a red carpet.
No. I feel like if I didn't have a job or a family, I would not still have time to keep up with this show. Who's got 3 hours?
And I knew we were going to be talking about today. We're going to talk with Petros about the Apprentice, the Bachelor, rather, later on today. And so I had to watch it. So either I had to sift through 3 hours of television.
But you were fresh and not tired, so that's good.
That was good. It did perk me right up. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Model Irina Shayk, she's 29 years old today. Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live, she's 31 years old. Julie Chen is 45. Norman Reed, you like your job? Yeah, why don't you ring a bell for Julie Chen? That's all I'm saying. Actor Norman Reedus, you know him, of course, from The Walking Dead, is 46 years old. Actor Rowan Atkinson, very talented British comedian. He turned 60 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You're being watched. The government has a secret system, a machine that spies on you every hour of every day. I know because I built it. I designed the machine to detect acts of terror, but it sees everything. Violent crimes involving ordinary people. Crimes the government considered irrelevant. They wouldn't act, so I decided I would. Hunted by the authorities, we work in secret. You'll never find us. But victim or perpetrator, if your number's up, we'll find you.
Blah, 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 Michael Emerson, blah, 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 Jim Caviezel, blah, blah, blah. Sarah Shahi.
Sarah Shahi, everybody. That chick from that show. Hi, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, guys. I missed you.
How was your holiday?
My holiday was amazing. Fantastic. It was in Texas, and it comprised of mud and whiskey and shotguns and the Cowboys. How was yours?
Wow. Why?
I think whatever you say, I have you beat.
Yeah, you do.
As usual, you live an exotic life. Why mud, Sarah? How did the mud play in?
You led with mud.
Mud. Everything's more fun when there's mud.
Right.
Okay.
We do a lot of like ATV riding and there's like a lot of mud when you go out there in the boonies and you ride them four wheelers and them dirt bikes.
Did you grow up in Texas?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm from Texas.
And
I didn't know that about me.
Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. Yeah.
That's right. I forgot. So how are you feeling about Cowboys going into Green Bay this weekend?
I think that's pretty amazing. And I think even though she's a friend of mine, Olivia Munn and her boyfriend are just going to have to suck it because I think the Cowboys are going to win.
Do you think are the Cowboys able to bring their own referee team in?
See?
I thought we were friends.
Because they were cheating.
I'm just asking. That's all. Just asking.
We were friends.
Okay. So, Sarah, you're not filming now. Are you still working on episodes for later this season?
Yes. Okay. I am working on episodes for the rest.
So it comes back tonight. The last episode at the end of last year pretty much looks like maybe everybody dies.
Why would you say that? You have such a dismal outlook, you know?
One guy got shot.
That's right. The last episode before we went off to the mud, my character had been detected. I was by Samaritan, and I was no longer able to go above ground because the risk was too high. And tonight's episode, Samaritan's just kicking our asses, and the stakes are just too high, and everyone's in danger. And so I flee the subway, and I come out, which basically puts everybody at risk. Pretty shocking things happen at the end of the episode.
I love this show, but I was reading the summary, and Bean and I were talking about this before. If people don't watch the show, it just sounds crazy.
Sounds like nonsense. Sounds like utter nonsense.
I Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm on the show, and I still don't understand what it's about sometimes.
So I'd like to ask you, I hope it's not too early, but let's say people haven't been following the show. You tell them what it's about. Go.
Okay, I think I can do this.
All right.
So Michael Emerson's character is a he's a Bill Gates kind of. He's a billionaire. He's incredibly smart. He creates a machine that can detect acts of terrorism before it happens. Jim Caviezel's character is an ex-government assassin who goes out and helps address these numbers. It's pulled up by a social security number. And the first three seasons were very much about, you know, whose number came up, and Jim had to find out if this person was the threat or if they were under the threat. My character comes along third season. And, you know, I'm also an ex-government assassin. My own country has turned against me. They've killed me. Jim and Michael have revived me, and because why wouldn't you?
Sure.
And I'm a badass as well. And so now we're out there, you know, fighting the demons together. But there is a villainous group led by Jonathan Nolan's character that has created another machine called Samaritan. And now Samaritan and the machine are these almost like two AIs, well, they kind of are AIs now at this point, that are in war against each other. So it's almost like you've got two gods at war with one another.
Well done.
Ladies and gentlemen, well in just done. Under an hour, Sarah Shahi has described for us what well Person done. Of Interest is about.
That was sweet.
That was...
oh, my gosh.
That was powerful.
Did that work? Did that make any sense?
Well, I don't know if it made any sense to anybody else because I watched the show, but I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good, too.
It's taken me 3 years to be able to figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you something, and I'm not getting any smarter.
Now, let me ask us another question, and that is, we're working toward your character and the character of Root getting together, right?
Yeah, everybody is.
Everybody is what? Expecting that?
Everybody's working. That.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because when we first, one of our first scenes together, she's torturing me with an iron. And, you know, Jonah Nolan and Greg Playman, they constantly just say, well, hey, man, we just write what's there. Well, I didn't know, you know, torturing somebody with an iron meant I love you, but I guess in their world it does. And, I want to say something, but I can't. But
say
anyway,
it!
No, some great things happened in tonight's episode that all the fans are going to be very excited about. And
does it go beyond flirting?
Does it go beyond flirting?
Yeah.
Yes, it goes beyond flirting.
All right.
Enough said.
It goes beyond flirting. It goes back to some of my days on the L Word. And and it's going to be good.
USA!
Right?
USA! USA!
Look, if you're dragging...
Wait, what did that say?
That's a USA chant.
USA, because we live in the best goddamn country on earth, that can be on our TV screens tonight at 10.
USA! USA!
Oh, my gosh.
We've got a crowd in the studio just waiting for an opportunity to break into a chant. That's all, sir.
I thought that had something to do with Root and Shaw.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
We'll find out. Well, listen, you have to go in 20 seconds. We're aware of the clock and that you're a very busy person. Person of Interest airs tonight at 10 on CBS in its fourth season. It is back after the holiday break. Sarah, I know you don't get to Los Angeles as much as we'd like, but next time you're in town, please come see us. We miss you, too.
I will. We need to do the segment, Shaw to Shahi, again.
That yes, we do.
Sounds great. Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on.
Happy New Year, guys.
Thanks. Bye now.
Going to be an awesome, awesome couple of days at the Rose Bowl next month, February 21st and 22nd. We're giving away tickets to Shaun White's Air and Style all week long here on K-Rock. That includes the world's biggest snowboarding, skiing, and skating competitions, plus two stages of music. You can get those tickets before the end of today's show and all through the week at K-Rock.com. And by the way, with everyone who wins, we also throw in a pair of lift tickets to Bear Mountain. Your chance to win coming up.
I'm not a good planner.
Yeah.
I don't feel like maybe that's my strength.
Do you? Are you a planner at all?
No.
I feel like you're just kind of winging it. You're just kind of stumbling your way through life.
Yeah, but winging it seems to work out for me.
It yes, sure
you're
does.
A lucky, lucky person that way.
We were surprised by my wife and were in Peru over the holidays. And my kid said, hey, we should go ziplining. Now, what comes to your mind when you hear ziplining?
Well, I've done that before.
Right?
It's really fun.
And how high is it?
40 feet?
Yeah.
40 feet, right?
Yeah. And usually you're from one building or platform
tree.
Or something to a tree or to another, and you're usually up there ziplining for about 20 seconds maybe from point A to point B. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Maybe if there's a little line, you can do it like six times in an hour or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I signed up. And I was like, fantastic, let's do it. We showed up in a van, and on one side was a huge mountain. And I was looking on the other side of the road. I was looking for the plank, or the zip line or anything that looked like that's what it was.
Yeah, you can't zip line with just one side. It's got to connect to something.
Right, exactly. So they came up to me, and they put the harness on me with the carabiners and everything like that. And about four different people said, you're wearing shorts? And I said, yes. And then there was way too long of a pause, and then they finally said, okay, that'll work. Four different people.
Why is that a thing?
Because instead of going across the street to a 40-foot zip line, we had to climb the sheer cliff 1,000 feet straight up into the air.
What?
It wasn't twice as hard as I thought. It was 15 times as hard as I thought.
Wait a second.
Straight up the side of a mountain.
But how is that ziplining? Ziplining, I thought, is you just going for a ride.
It is, but it took us about an hour and 45 minutes to climb straight up.
Oh, my God.
1,000 feet. I just posted a picture on my Twitter at The Kevin Ryder, and you can see the mountain that we climbed. And then we finally got to the top, and we ziplined 7 different times coming down.
Oh, cool.
And it was awesome, but I'm afraid of heights. So I had...
this mountain climbing is perfect for you.
In my mind, I was thinking 40 feet. I'm a little uncomfortable at 40 feet, but I'll be fine. So we climbed the mountain, we had these carabiners, and we had this safety...
Like you had to hook into those things,
that big safety cord, and then you'd take 3 steps, and then you'd have to unhook from the safety cord and hook up to the next one, and then take 3 more steps.
Like real mountain climbing.
Yeah, this is serious.
Holy crap!
So I'm scared.
Like, did they check when you booked this? Did they say, "Are you in good shape"?
Nope.
Because there's a ton of people who couldn't do this.
Nope.
Oh my God.
Until we showed up, I was expecting 40 feet, and we'd do it a couple times and go. The entire experience was about 4.5 hours.
Oh, my God. Now, what did you find out about surviving this thing that made that other person so surprised you were wearing shorts? Just that it was cold up there?
Not that it was cold, but that it was the sheer face of a mountain.
You could
There was cactus.
And all brush and everything, yeah.
I cut my legs just to shreds.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't care because I was more scared of falling off the cliff. So we went all the way up to the top. We finally got up to the top, and I wouldn't look down because I was scared. I was thinking, what happened? My plan was 40 feet, and now all of a sudden we're 1,000 feet up.
And now you're going to zip
line. And now we're going to zip line.
Oh, my God.
I almost filled my pants. So they hook you to the wire, the cable, and then I couldn't look down because I was just too scared. And my rule is if you're too scared, just do something right away. Like if it's medicine you don't want to take it immediately. Mm-hmm. That's just the way I do things. So they hooked me up and they said 3, 2, and I just pushed off. And I just went for it.
Because otherwise you would have frozen and never went.
I don't want to be that guy that's up there going, I don't want to do it. I can't go. And people behind you going, come on, don't be lame. So I did it and was so unbelievably frightened out of my mind.
Even though in your mind you knew that this is a tourist attraction.
Yes.
Hundreds of people do this every month and they all survive. So you know you're going to be safe. It's easy to say that. But once you're looking down at the ground, it's hard to believe it with all your heart.
So much higher than you could imagine. So then we took 7 different zip lines down the face of this mountain.
To get down what you had climbed up.
It took seven zip lines. Some of them we were on for 90 seconds.
Wow.
We're full speed 90 seconds. It was like 300 yards across. It was. And then I got down to the bottom and I was like, that was awesome.
So you'd do it again.
In a second.
Yeah, that's amazing.
but the funny thing, Bean, is I would have never done it the first time.
Right.
If I'd known, no way.
Yeah.
But I did it, and it was awesome, and I'd go back. If there's a helicopter, you know, some other way of getting up, because getting up, not the fun part.
That's hard.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was really fun. Check out the photo.
Yep, that's a sheer mountain. Yeah. Straight up.
I was positive I was going to die. I was positive, like, Bean fell off the stage at acoustic, and I'm going to die right here.
Somebody's trying to end this show in 2015.
And it's going
to
be Muggs and Lisa. Enjoy, everybody.
Hey, keep on listening. It says here that K-Rock presents Coachella 2015. Keep listening to K-Rock for the lineup, which could come at any time.
Now!
Two minutes from now, we could have the Coachella lineup on the air. Probably not, but we could.
Right now.
Maybe right now.
Yeah,
maybe.
This is David Hasselhoff. Listen, I want to figure out how to get tickets if I get down there.
By the way, that whole thing that you've heard 100 times was Coachella.
That's right. It sure was. Actually, tickets have already been sold and sold out, but we just don't know who's playing yet, right? So we're going to be announcing that soon, and I promise as soon as we get that information, we'll
pass
it along.
Seems like a bad system, doesn't it? Ordinarily. Yeah. Would you buy tickets to a movie that you didn't know what was going to play at the theater?
No, but I've been many, many times, and it's worth it. Even if you don't, because there are so many different bands. It doesn't matter if they have a headline.
Well, sounds like communism to me.
Well, I'm just saying.
Didn't we do it one year with Acoustic Christmas? Didn't we put, or when you roast one of them, we put tickets on sale without announcing who it was, and those people were very satisfied with the lineup.
It's getting more like communism, and we're going to do this and do that.
That's right.
All right, I'm glad Ralph is in here, because I have a question for you, Ralph.
Yes.
I understand that I get that I did not grow up as you did, as a comic book geek. I'm unfamiliar with a lot of the characters that are now huge stars, you know, like this Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on TV and the Guardians of the Galaxy in the theaters and Ant-Man coming out. I understand that a lot of this stuff is coming out.
Then you kill yourself.
Is that a little harsh?
Nope.
All right.
Is everything that was ever in a comic book worth bringing to the big or small screen? I mean, is there any level of quality at this point, or are they just throwing everything against the wall because so far most of it seems to be sticking?
What, first of all, is wrong with you?
I feel like...
And secondly...
I feel like there may be too much.
Is it any story, if it's well done and well told, worth producing?
I think this is...
Regardless of the source material?
This has been a pretty high percentage of success for this material.
Compared to any other genre,
almost all of it is great.
Right. That's my point. And as good as Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is, if you look at the critical reaction, people who have seen it, Agent Carter, which debuts tonight at 8 p.m. on ABC, is... far surpasses Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. if you're a fan of that show. This is being called one of the best TV shows of the year.
How about that?
Because you're the star, you're Agent Carter?
Yes, first of all, because I am the star, one of the stars of the TV show. But also because Hayley Atwell is amazing, the writing apparently is terrific. It's the kind of role that you rarely see for women anymore in any medium, let alone television. She's an ass-kicking sort of secret agent, Indiana Jones-type adventurer. It's a period piece. It's set in the 40s. It's enormously fun and well-written and well-produced, and it looks great, and it's got a ton of great actors in it. And it's
plus
just,
you.
And I am also one of the stars. If you just read all the major reviews, they talk about...
Is that right?
The star, the character... radio announcer. How often he comes up in
radio
conversation.
Steals the 2-hour...
No, they were going to call the show Radio Announcer.
Yeah.
But they decided to call it Agent Carter instead.
All right. Before we hear about your breakout role on ABC tonight, what's the really... Forgive me for asking, but I'm sure a lot of people are in my boat over here as well, and we have no idea what Agent Carter is. What's the relationship between Agent Carter and the similarly named Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Did you see Captain America, the first Avenger?
Did
you
I did not.
See the film with yes. Chris Evans as Captain America?
Yes. No.
Well, then you're familiar with the fact that Steve Rogers was a 4F wannabe... soldier who was too scrawny, too undersized in order to actually join the army.
Okay.
And so
this is Captain America,
this
right?
is Steve Rogers okay. who becomes Captain America.
Right.
But he becomes Captain America because he signs up for an experimental program that Dr. Erskine is going to inject these scrawny guys like himself with this super soldier serum. It's going to change the tide of World War II. It's going to help us fight the Nazis by creating American soldiers who are bigger, faster, stronger, more agile. These super soldiers.
Right.
Now, due to his untimely death, we only get one super soldier, and that's Steve Rogers, who becomes Captain America. When he is enlisted to fight on the side of right and justice and democracy against the not only the Nazis, but a Hydra, he is allied with, in the film you may remember, the lovely and talented Hayley Atwell, who plays Peggy Carter, Agent Peggy Carter in that show. Then Captain America
gets frozen in suspended animation, and he's brought to many years later and joins the Avengers and becomes a modern-day superhero, right?
Right, okay.
But when what he left behind, the people he left behind in the 40s fighting Hydra and the Nazis, one of those people was Peggy Carter.
Okay.
And so now it's the adventures of Peggy Carter as a full-blown character in her own right, fighting the Nazis, pursuing Hydra. If you know anything about the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you know Hydra is a long-standing evil organization that was headed up by Red Skull and these other Nazis back in the day. And she is taking them on, and she is now an undercover operative fighting against the forces of evil. And now it takes place back in that time in the 40s, in this retro period, where she is on the side of right and justice.
I love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. You're saying this might be better?
Everyone is saying this is better.
Wow.
Does Haley Atwell, playing Agent Carter, have a steamy love affair with Radio Boy?
Well, first
I think it's
of all,
announcer man.
His name is Radio Announcer.
Oh, sorry.
It's not Radio Boy. It's not Announcer Man. It's Radio Announcer is the name.
How much Ralph Garman do I get on my TV tonight if I tape 2 hours of Agent Carter?
You will get well over a minute and a half of me, I think.
That's a lot. Okay.
That is a lot.
Because I show
just
up
a cameo.
I show up initially at the beginning of the second hour of tonight's premiere. There are two episodes. There's the pilot episode and then a second episode, I believe, entitled Bridge and Tunnel. And I show up at the beginning of that one, and I think I'm also sprinkled throughout the second
episode. And you say what so that we'll know exactly that you're...
Well, my face is on television. You'll see me.
I didn't know that.
So you'll know me. You'll say, oh, there's Ralph speaking.
So it was like announcer man.
I recognize that guy from this morning on the show.
That's right. That's how... Well, Kevin wouldn't. But who's the radio guy? Who's announcer man guy? Kevin would be confused, but most of you who know what I look like will see me and say, oh, there's that guy. Because the premise is that although Captain America is gone, no one knows where he is back in the 40s. He disappears. Right.
Right.
We know he's in suspended animation. But he is still a legend, a hero. And so what they have done is they start a radio program based around his adventures. The Captain America Adventure Hour.
Okay.
And back in the day, they would do that. These radio dramas where they would have actors act out these stories online on the radio. And so Captain America's adventures are told in a radio format, and there's an actor who plays Captain America, and there's the radio announcer of the Captain America Adventure Hour, and that is yours truly.
That's awesome. Is this a recurring role?
There has been talk about the radio show that Peggy listens to almost with embarrassment because, you know, the girl on the radio show is portrayed as like the damsel in distress and Captain America is always rescuing her.
Right.
But in reality, the real Peggy Carter is a kick-ass agent in her own right. There has been talk about this radio show becoming a through line throughout the rest of the series.
A spinoff, you
well,
mean?
Let's
be honest.
Look.
Radio Boy.
The people after tonight will be demanding Radio Boy Announcer Man.
Ralph Garman is Radio Boy Announcer Man. All right. Can't wait. So what time? 8 o'clock tonight on ABC?
8 o'clock tonight on ABC, the two-hour premiere of Agent Carter. Yes.
Fantastic. And Radio Boy. Agent Carter, Radio Boy. Fantastic.
And with rooms starting at just $55, there's never been a better time to be part of it. So book your stay at NewYorkNewYork.com today and start spreading the new. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Because you said spreading the
news.
Start spreading the news.
Exactly.
Pretty proud of that, aren't you, Lisa?
Yep. Feeling good.
Time for the Showbiz Beat now here on a Tuesday morning Kevin Amin Show. Here's Radio Boy.
Announcer Man.
Announcer Man.
Radio Boy Announcer Man. Apparently that's the full name of the character now. You guys, this is why you're not anywhere else but here.
It's true.
That is true. God, now I'm thinking about Vegas. I want to go to Vegas. It's been a long time since I've been to Vegas.
Let's go. It's been too long.
Road trip.
Right now?
Let's go. I will climb a 1,000-foot cliff. I don't care. Dave and I were laughing so hard in the other room. Kevin's the guy who will open up a 4-foot gash on his leg at the Miss Double December pageant, standing next to a bush.
Yeah.
What happens to him when he climbs a 1,000-foot cliff full with shrubbery?
I got cut up a bit.
You must have looked like you're rubbed up against a cheese grater for an hour.
Like I just get out of the army? What happens?
Jeez.
No, it was fine.
I find that hard to believe.
How dare you.
Emma Stone. She's
right?
Currently on Broadway in Cabaret. And apparently she's enjoying it so much and sales are so good. She's sticking around for another 2 weeks. She's just signed up for some more performances of that Broadway revival of the hit musical. So if you're one of our New York listeners, go see her while you can.
Do we have New York listeners?
Sure. By the way, if you're one of our Los Angeles listeners, go see Emma Stone in Birdman because
Birdman.
She is great in that.
She is.
Everyone's good in Birdman. Great film. Celebrity Apprentice doing very well for itself. On Sunday night, it sucked in 6.8 million total viewers. That's up more than 30% from the last one, which was back in 2013. So people, I guess, interested again in The Celebrity Apprentice.
Kevin, you're fired.
Kevin, you are fired, by the way. If you are a fan of CBS's Scorpion, you'll be excited to know the network will be running a new episode right after the AFC Championship game on Sunday, January the 18th, trying to capitalize on that large viewing audience. So that might spell good things for your Scorpion show if you're a fan. That's getting good numbers, by the way. People,
is it?
People watching. Yeah.
I like that show.
I'm excited about the new Mad Max film. Have you seen the trailer for this?
No.
Mad Max? Fury Road, it's called. It is a reboot, basically, of the Mad Max story, famously told with Mel Gibson back in the day. Tom Hardy plays the new Max. And Charlize Theron's the co-star.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw the photos that came out yesterday, but she plays a character with a robotic arm in the sequel, and you can see her where she has only one arm.
Does she have a wooden hand?
It's kind of cool. I believe she does have a wooden hand, yes. So May 15th is the date, release date for this film, so you can see that. Speaking of trailers, by the way, Ant-Man will debut. The trailer for Ant-Man debuts during Agent Shield, Agent Carter tonight. So if you're going to watch Agent Carter on ABC at 8 o'clock, you will see the trailer for Ant-Man.
Now, is this a human-sized trailer, or am I going to have to squint?
No, this is an actual human-sized full-length trailer, the first trailer for Ant-Man with Paul Rudd and Michael Douglas. So. Kid Rock, he's an interesting cat.
Sure.
He published an op-ed piece in a UK newspaper, The Guardian, over the weekend. No big surprises, but he comes off as just a cranky douchebag, basically. He doesn't engage in social media that he calls, I don't face tweet. See what he did there? He took Facebook and then he took Twitter and he combined them into one surly nickname.
I care so little about that I'm going to get the name wrong, man. He's an outlaw.
Talks about how proud he is about being a Republican, especially when it comes to the economy and the military. But he says regarding same-sex marriage, he's not opposed to it. He goes as far as saying, I'm an ordained minister. I don't look forward to marrying gay people, but I'm not opposed to it. I'm sure gay people will be running to Kid Rock to get married.
Please, kid.
Oh, please, more than anything, we want to get married to you. Having you marry us while we listen to you stealing a song from Starland Vocal Band or whoever it is you're stealing from this week.
Well, it's a fact that all gays love Kid Rock music.
That's for sure. He also says he is not against using the word gay as a derogatory slur. Well, that's sweet of him.
That is nice.
Says, I use the word gay as in that's really gay. If someone tells you not to use the word like that, you can tell them to go F themselves.
Look, that's how everybody used to use the word gay until we were told otherwise.
Right. Until the gay and lesbian community said, you know, that really hurts our feelings when you do that. We said, oh, sorry, our bad. We didn't realize. We'll stop doing that.
And it makes perfect sense.
Legit request.
It's not like they were crazy. It does make perfect sense.
Absolutely. Everybody said, oh, that is so Kevin.
Ugh. How dare you?
Look at that big pile of Kevin over there. Wouldn't you say, hey, stop saying it that way. That's my name. Well, that's what they feel. But Kid Rock says, tell them to go F themselves.
Yeah. Who asked Kid Rock his opinion, by the way?
I think he just volunteered it.
Okay.
Yeah. And sad news, Kevin. This is going to be the final year for Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. They're still...
I don't believe that for one second, Ralph.
This is the end. This is the end of Fleetwood Mac, man.
No.
Yeah.
They're as popular as they've ever been in concert.
Yep. Guitarist Lindsey Buckingham.
I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
This is it. He said this is the band's current tour. A new album will be it. And it's all over. The president of the Fleetwood Mac fan club said, those guys are still together? So, I don't know if anyone's really going to mind so much. Today's celebrity birthdays. Model Irina Shayk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Shake it like a Polaroid picture. You know what I'm saying? I drink your milkshake. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Oh, I don't either.
Really. I'm
just saying things with shaking it.
Yeah.
She's 29 years old today. Saturday Night Live member Kate McKinnon celebrates her 31st birthday. Julie Chen, host of The Talk, is 45. Norman Reedus from Walking Dead turns 46. And Rowan Atkinson turns 60 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That is a that's a delightful guitar solo. I hope someone's alarm clock went off right in the last 30 seconds of that. I mean, seriously, that'll get the job done. Hey, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Tuesday morning. Our first Bachelor Report for 2015 in 1 hour with our friend Petros Papadakis. First, though, I would love to talk to somebody who knows about how mass emails work, Kevin, because I heard one time that if you click unsubscribe to get off of somebody's mailing list, all that does is tell them that it's a working email address and that they should keep sending it to you.
Yeah, I think it's a scam too.
I honestly don't know.
I've done it and gotten unsubscribed before.
So and they stop sending you email? Really?
It has worked. I guess it depends on the company.
It depends on the company, right? It depends on how it's set up. But there's an awful lot about this unsubscribe that I don't know. Like, for instance, why does it take 7 to 10 days to remove your name from a list? It doesn't make any sense to me that would be the case.
To find the unsubscribe, it's in the smallest font possible.
Yes. Like, yes.
So
you can't find it without a magnifying glass.
Yeah, you got to look through 40 pages of legal mumbo jumbo to find the tiny little button that you could press for unsubscribe. But the reason we bring all this up is because just like a few years ago when Kevin could not turn on his computer without getting emails a blast from Matas Yahoo, now you've got another enemy, right?
Yeah, it's the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop. I bought something for Ralph for Christmas and don't remember signing up to be on their email list.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even remember putting my email in, but clearly I did. And they started sending me, I don't know, 3 or 4 a day.
That's a lot,
by the
way.
From the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop. Now, it was really a one-time deal. I just bought Ralph a gift, just a present one time. Does it make me a fan?
Which, by the way, has to be very common
right
this time of year. A lot of people would be buying an item for somebody else, and it doesn't mean they want to be subscribed.
I got like 4 days of it, and I was like, okay, find the unsubscribe, send back, and then get off the list. Didn't do a thing. Not a thing.
Why do they send 4 a day? They're not getting 4 new products in every day either.
I don't know.
That's
great question.
I don't know, but they do. So then a couple more days went by, and then I went to the unsubscribe thing again. Tried it. Nope. And a third time. Went to unsubscribe. Tried it. Kept getting emails.
And so there's been no difference whatsoever in the number of emails you're getting from the Eagles.
Nope. They sure want me to buy stuff from their pro shop.
Ralph only has one birthday and one Christmas a year, though.
That's it.
Did you notice that in addition to unsubscribing via email, there's a phone number that you can call if you want to get removed from their list?
I did not.
Here's the number.
Oh. Dial it up. This is good news.
Well, anything to get them to stop. It's crazy.
Kenny G?
Yo, how you doing? Thanks for calling the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop, your one-stop shop for all your Philadelphia Eagles merchandise needs.
How
if
do
this
I get...
is a new order, press 1 now.
Nope.
If this is about an existing order, press 2 now.
Not really.
If you'd like to subscribe to the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop mailing list, press 3 now.
No, definitely the opposite. Not.
If you'd like to unsubscribe to the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop, press 4 now on your touchtone keypad.
Okay, that sounds easy. See, we got the right number. Right. Got a guy who's going to help us out. It's perfect.
You pressed 1.
No.
Unsubscribe.
I pressed 4.
You pressed 4 to unsubscribe to the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop.
Uh-huh.
What's your freaking problem?
Why
do you want to disconnect from the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop mailing list? It's got full of stuff like Eagles things and everything. It's really good. So I'll give you a chance now to change your mind by pressing 2 on your touchtone keypad. Go ahead, press 2.
I don't want to press 2.
Still waiting for you to change your mind. Press 2.
I want to unsubscribe
to the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop mailing list.
What's the number to unsubscribe?
Still waiting for you to press 2.
I'm not pressing
your mind yet.
This is tough. This is a battle, man.
If you'd like to continue and still unsubscribe to the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop email mailing list, press 1 now.
All right. Here we go. Now we're getting some progress here.
All right.
Boy, they're tough, tough customer.
Seriously, what's your problem? What's wrong with the email list? If you really want to subscribe because you think you're just too good for it, then press 1 now.
No, I'm a fan of another team.
If you're a douchebag and you want to unsubscribe from the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop mailing list, press 2 now.
It doesn't make you a douchebag if you don't want
you
all these unsolicited emails.
If you want to unsubscribe from the Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop mailing list just because, press 3 now. If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, press 4 now and kill yourself.
I'm not a Cowboys fan.
What was that, 3? That was 3?
That was 3.
Okay. Boy, they're making us work for this.
You press 3. You want to subscribe from Philadelphia Eagles Pro Shop email list?
Yes.
Just because.
Yes.
All right, let's hear. Let's do this. Use your touchstone keypad.
Is this a recording?
Punch in your home address. Because I'm going to come to your house and punch you in the face. How about that? How about I fight you over this? How
I don't
want to
fight. I just want to get off the email list.
That's what I thought. Why don't you just hang up now?
Did I get
I
off
said
the
hang up!
Yes, sir.
Should I get off the email list?
I don't think so.
No!
Daniel Kenworthy from Canyon Country. Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We just hooked you up with a pair of tickets for lift tickets for Bear Mountain and also tickets for both days at the Rose Bowl for Shaun White's Air and Style. Get all the details at KROQ.com. Your chance to win is coming up.
Ralph, we talked yesterday. You did a story about Leonardo DiCaprio. And
he really can't say his name.
Ever. You? Leonardo DiCaprio. I just have to slow down. And how he was on his own private beach with about 15 Victoria's Secret
to models. Celebrate New Year's, he did have a private beach party with him and a bunch of smoking hot models in bikinis, and that's how he celebrated his New Year's.
All right. Now, I asked when you were doing that story, I said, how is that fun for most of the girls in that entourage who aren't really spending any time with Leo? They're just hanging on. They're just in the vicinity of Leo, looking at Leo. Now, you can make the argument that they probably took a pretty cushy first-class plane ride there, and they probably have all their expenses paid.
And they're
they
all got friends.
They got a hotel. They get liquor. But that kind of made you start thinking about how so many people just want to be in the orbit of a celebrity.
Yes. I mean, I think for those girls, it's a pretty good deal because obviously they know him. If you're invited to that beach, you're not some hanger-on or somebody who's in the vicinity. But they said Leonardo.
Do you think he's having sex with all of them, by the way?
No.
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 Okay.
A couple of them. But they said DiCaprio, the reason I brought it up is the story is that he has given up on like the club scene. He used to be a big club guy. He always would be the guy in the VIP room or the VIP section, the roped off area with a bunch of people. And he's given that up now. He likes more small private events, apparently.
Right.
And I was saying that that phenomenon is lost on me of people who want to go to the nightclub or the party or be in the vicinity of whatever the celebrity is. What is in it for that person? I mean, you're asking what's in it for the other girls on that beach. What's in it for the people who don't know him, who are just in at Dre's in Vegas, and they hear he's there, so they go there just to be in that crowded, sweaty, loud room because he's in that room. And so we start talking about the whole phenomenon of people who like to be at the A-list club or the A-list party where the celebrities are, and they fight to get in there, and it's crowded, and it's a pain in the ass, and it's difficult, but they need to be there. Why is my question?
Especially in Vegas, this happens, where they bring in anyone, even
all
a D-list celebrity they'll bring in. And
these promoters pay good money to these people. You don't even have – Farrah Abraham can make $200K. Backdoor teen mom, just so they can put her on the poster to be in that club so that people will go to that club just to be around some D-list celebrity.
So why go to a club just because Snooki is there is what
right?
you're saying. Like, what's the advantage of that?
And my point is always, you know what's there? Booze and music. And if it's a party, food or hors d'oeuvres. You can get that in a lot of places. In a lot of easier places to get into with a lot of more people that you know that are actually fun that you can have a good time with. What's the draw? Does it make you feel more elevated? Are you closer to celebrity status if you're just in the vicinity of some celebrity?
I think maybe you hope to talk to them, maybe.
Really?
Well, I mean,
Sometimes it's fun just to tell people that you were there and they were
okay,
there.
Best case scenario, you get to have a conversation with Paris Hilton in Vegas.
Yeah.
Who's the winner?
Well, no one.
What do you get?
Zero people.
You lose, sir. Good day, sir.
That's hot.
So we thought it might be interesting, and you said if we had time, you'd like to talk to some callers.
Now, yes.
Who do we want to call? What are we looking for here?
I want to talk to the people who love to go to the A-list clubs in Vegas. When they see the celebrity names on the posters or the billboards, I want to talk to the people who try to get into the after parties at the VMAs or the Grammys or the Oscars or the Emmys, who just love to be in the orbit around celebrities. I want to know, what is the draw? Why is that a thrill for you? What's the deal? What do you get out of it?
But at least if you go to, an after Emmys party or something, maybe you can get yourself a selfie with your favorite TV star, Maybe that's what you're hoping, is I'll have some interaction with this person that I'm a huge fan of or be able to have a conversation with that person.
But people did this long before Instagram. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, this is not a selfie phenomenon. This is a people who have been dying to be around these people for forever. And I don't see what you get out of that.
King of Mexico and I used to always, in New York for the MTV Awards, we would always go to after parties. And we would say, how many are there? And he'd say, 12. We go, all right, so who's at which ones? That, we just did that because it seemed like they'd be better.
Well, then you're that person I want to talk to. Why?
It just seemed like it'd be better.
Why would it be better?
Dave, help me.
Why would it be better?
I know that I'd rather go to a party where Dave Grohl's going to be at instead of Paris Hilton, you know? Because Dave Grohl is the man, and he's cool, and
but you're
it's
not
fun,
gonna...
and you know it might be good to have a beer with Dave Grohl, you know. And
see,
just,
that's it. Is that you
and
think
just
you're
hang
gonna,
out?
You're going to have a one on one.
If there's a party, yeah. If there's an after party of the VMAs and Dave Grohl's there, he's not sitting down and having a beer with you.
I don't plan on it, but it
no,
could
but
happen.
It's possible.
It's not going to happen.
It can happen.
No, it can't. Because there's a ton of other people he'd much rather talk to than you. He's going to be a very busy person. Now, if you're at a bar on Melrose and Dave Grohl's in there, then maybe you're going to have a bar with him. But if you're going to the A-list party where all the press is and all the record executives and all the people he's got to schmooze with and talk with and deal with, you're not sitting down and having a beer with him. It's not happening.
Hey, I almost did it with Eminem.
And you always did it with a lot of people, I'm sure, Dave. In the history of your life, there's almost a lot of celebrities you almost had a beer with.
How close were you to having a moment with Eminem?
He was at a table next to mine, and I looked at him and did the nod, said, hey, and that was it. That was it.
What? Hell, that must have made it well worth it. Whatever
knows,
you had to
everybody
do to
knows
get
about
that.
The nod, and the nod is worth it. That's all that matters.
So the nod
for me.
Is all that matters. Now, here's what else I learned when we were in New York going to the after parties, and even here in the Emmys and stuff. Those parties are the hardest to get into.
Yes.
Everybody wants to get into.
And there's a line, and there's a guy with a list and a name, and once you get in, it's how long do you wait for a drink at those parties?
A long time.
Too long.
Yeah, maybe never.
Not worth it. Not worth the nod. I'm not waiting for 20 minutes to get a Jack and soda so I can nod at Eminem.
It's not
a good trade-off.
I'm not a nodder. I'm not a nodder.
How many bars are I can go right up to the bar and get a drink?
Yeah.
Right away.
But can you get the nod?
I don't need the nod.
All right. Do you think the answer is, and we'll take your calls, 1-800-520-1069. Do you think that the answer is, like Dave, even like me, you hope that maybe there's a small chance you'll have an interaction with that person that you admire?
That has to be the answer, because there's no other reason why Las Vegas would pack a nightclub with people there to see Paris Hilton. That's the only possible reason, is people just want to get their picture taken with Paris Hilton, I think.
But does that really make that party, that club, that place that much better than... anywhere else you could go. There's a ton of great clubs in Vegas. Does the presence of a celebrity guarantee some improvement in quality?
I would say no. My answer would be absolutely no.
I would say most of the time it makes it worse because of the process of getting in.
And the extra bunch of douchebags that are there on top of it, right?
Yeah.
All the Daves in the world are looking for the nod that you have to deal
but
with.
But it feels so good when you just get sliced like butter, just straight through that line and you smooth your way in, and you go down that elevator, and you're in the club, and you're like, yeah, I made it.
Right. But what? What then? What happened? Would you get something? They give you a watch?
Then we rage.
What happens?
Then we party.
And by we party, you mean you party, and he does whatever he does
over
there.
Yeah, he does whatever he does. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can do what you're doing anyway. Oh, so it's you can say you were at the club where Eminem was.
I was there. Hey, you
this
know
might be,
you know
this who, might have be the answer here.
You know
it's
who
about
was there?
Douchebags Eminem. Who can get reflected glory and say to their friends, oh, I was in a building with a celebrity.
Yeah, but Dave doesn't say it that way. Dave says, I partied with Eminem. Like, that's how he presents it.
I would admit that I got the nod. So it's all about
you
the nod.
You didn't even get the nod.
I got the nod.
There was no nod.
A nod.
Stop acting like the nod is a thing. I bet he nods at a waiter when he wants some more water.
Sir, maybe he was, he thought
maybe
he was a waiter.
You were a waiter. After the busboy, and he needed a refill.
He needed the only.
This is the only Mexican guy at the party.
This waiter is slow.
All right, we gotta leave it there. Let's take your phone calls though at 1-800-520-1067. Maybe we have some people calling who tell us why they're attracted to these parties. If you're that kind of person, and also maybe we have people call and tell us the stories of the parties they went to with the celebrities and whether it was worth it or not. Maybe,
was it worth it?
And was it worth it
when you partied with him?
With the nod,
the nod.
So maybe something awesome happened because you were that guy who decided to go to the celebrity filled party.
Stop
we want to hear
it.
From both of you at 1-800-520-1067. Take your calls right after this on K-Rock. So we're taking your calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. Ralph has asked us, he's given us the task of trying to understand why people are so attracted to celebrity parties. You don't know the person, you don't have any kind of meaningful interaction with the person, you just happen to be in the same room as that celebrity.
what's the draw there? Why do you wait in line and pay a lot of money sometimes and put up with the crowded conditions at the crowded bar when you have a much better time at a celebrity free party down the street with your friends is what we're saying, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you can drink, you're good.
You can go,
that's
you can
my
go
rule.
Anywhere, right?
It's my rule of life. So we're taking your calls in
my
autobiography.
1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Juliet real quick, by the way. She's in Playa del Rey, rather. She is on line one, and she's got a theory.
Yes. It's all about, like, a traffic accident. Two things. Actually, I thought of a second one.
Okay.
And also the story after.
Wait, it's about a traffic accident?
What does that mean?
Well, like, the traffic, like, you know how rubberneckers, there's, like, a whole long line. You just want to see what happened at the accident. You just want to see if there's, like, you know, something gruesome or something. But it's the same thing with a celebrity. You want to see if, like, someone comes up and slaps them or if they spill their drink or if they're, like, sloppy drunk or something. You just want to, like, see. It's kind of entertainment in itself.
Okay, but what do you do with that information? If you go to, like, give me an example. If you're the type of person who does this, who have you seen? Who have you gone out to see?
Like, I've seen, well, I don't know. Like, I went to an actor party and to a Keanu Reeves premiere, which is kind of different because I actually talked to him or whatever. But it's also the story afterwards, and especially with social media, then you take a picture, a selfie or whatever, and you put it all over your social media page, and people will ask you about, like, oh, my God, how was that? Or like, how did you get in there or whatever? It's just a little...
So it's a little bit of, like, reflected fame.
So this elevates you because you were near someone who's actually done something.
I mean, in a way, it's just also just a story that you tell. Like, he still tells the Eminem story. You know, there's still, like...
Well, he got the nod, though.
I don't tell it, no.
Dave got the nod, though.
Dave did get the nod.
I don't know if you got the nod.
It's just fun.
You know? But then you also, that's become a part of you and your story as a person and all your friends. Like, oh, remember when he met... Eminem or the nod, you know. And all
yeah,
of a sudden,
yeah. And they say, "Yeah, what a douchebag."
Now, let me ask you this, Ralph. Juliet, thank you so much for the call. We really appreciate it. Let me ask you this, Ralph. What yes. if the celebrity in question is somebody that you are a super fan of? Would you blame me, for instance, for going to an event because Buzz Aldrin was there, for instance? You know, because I love Buzz Aldrin and want to get my picture taken or meet Buzz Aldrin or talk to Buzz Aldrin.
I don't even know where to start with that question.
Well, he'd be the only one there.
He's the first celebrity that came to my mind when I started thinking about celebrities that I love, by the way.
Yeah.
But it's different. Is it a meet and greet? You know, is it a book signing? Are you going to be able to have an interaction with this guy? Is that guaranteed? Or did you hear Buzz Aldrin is partying at some nightclub? And so you're going to stand in line and pay the cover and stay on the other side of the velvet rope just to get a glimpse of Buzz Aldrin.
Maybe he was doing karaoke.
Silence! Wait, is he at Dimples doing karaoke? And you're going to go there just to maybe catch a glimpse or be in the same room as
but
him?
But what if I could be there in person to see him slug a guy who accused him of faking the moon landing? How yes. awesome would that be in person?
But what are the chances
yeah,
of that?
It's a hard guarantee to get.
I think I'm talking about example number two. That's what we're talking about. It's not a kind of a structured thing where I'm guaranteed FaceTime with Buzz. But I heard he's at the Denny's down the street. That's where I'm headed.
But here's my thing, too. If I'm a super fan of somebody, I want to bother them even less. If I like that person even that much more, then I don't want to be a douchebag who's a speed bump in their day by having to, you know, stop them from eating their scrambled eggs so they can have a conversation.
And that's
with
why
me.
The nod rules.
That's why you need the nod, right?
We are back to the nod. That's true. All right, let's go to Bill. He's in Los Angeles. He may be the one to prove to us that we're all wrong and that he and his ilk are right. Bill, welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the story.
Okay, so what? Tell us your story.
I went to a VMA after party because I heard that there were going to be some celebrities there. And you're just hanging out with some friends. And I saw Jennifer Lopez dancing with her boyfriend at the time. And he took off to go get her some drinks. I saw an opportunity, and I just kind of slipped in front of her and started dancing with her for like half a song until he came back.
Hold on, Bill. How would she tell that story?
She wouldn't even remember me.
Would she be some creepy dude came up to me and tried to dance with me?
Save me.
While Chris Judd went over and got me a sparkling water?
I'm sure that if someone asked, that would be it. But, you know, she's not going to be telling that story because I'm just one of many faces.
Yeah, it was a much bigger deal for you than it was for her. But I ask you, Ralph. he went to the party because he heard celebrities were going to be there and ended up dancing, quote unquote, with
easy,
Jennifer Lopez. Does that make it worth it?
He forced himself on Jennifer Lopez on the dance floor.
All right, Ralph. How
yes,
about
I
this?
Did. And yes. Now I'm on the radio telling my story.
Right. Well, congratulations. Now your life is complete.
But thank you, Bill. We appreciate the call.
Not to be mean, no, but you didn't really dance with J-Lo.
How about this, Ralph?
You know, you sound kind of sad when you tell that story, right? Do you aware of that much?
Not at all.
All right. You're not aware of that. Okay. Now we've reconciled that.
I love you, Poppy.
Yeah. That guy also forced himself on
J-Lo. How about this, Ralph? I went to a party. It was a NBA after party where Suge Knight was at. And
you shot him?
No, but gunshots rang out.
And, you hung him off the balcony?
And no. And there was gunfire, and that's a cool story.
Okay.
And
Dave,
we
let me
had
ask you a question.
Run.
Let me
Omar
you.
Was there, too.
Because we have a weird job where we can
we
get
do,
into
we
this
do.
Kind of
we
party.
Do.
All right, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
How many parties have you been to or have we been to where nothing
Where
happened.
No gunshots rang
and
out.
And we got nowhere near
and
the
And no nods were given.
And there was not a nod.
No nods given?
How many? What percentage?
Many of them.
95% of them.
Maybe 84
oh, please.
And a half.
Stop it.
84 But gunshots, come on!
As usual, you guys, why don't we close this out and give the great Weird Al Yankovic the last word on this, all right? Claim to fame. That's what it's all about, kids.
The nut. I love you, Poppy. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
Ralph, are you excited about being reunited with Petros after the top of the hour?
Oh, can't wait to talk about The Bachelor.
First Bachelor report of the new year. It's back, ladies and gentlemen.
Prince Farming. He's Prince Farming. Not Prince Charming.
Mm.
They call him Prince Farming.
I got to tell you, we used to fight against this update, but I like it now because it sounds awesome, but I don't have to spend the time watching it.
Yes.
Exactly.
You didn't have a spare 3 hours to watch the Bachelor premiere last night?
I did not. No, turns out.
How is he going to get these women on this show to move to Iowa? How's that going to even happen, Ralph?
Well, many of them have said that's what they want. They want a small town life.
Uh-huh.
And they want to bring up some youngins, and they just want to go to Arlington, Iowa, and just kick back with Prince Farming.
I just feel like the kind of woman who puts herself on The Bachelor is not the kind of woman who wants to live in Iowa.
I think
this
find
is a
it
losing
hard to
proposition.
Believe that you doubt these women, because Britt, the waitress from Hollywood, who looks like freaking Angelina Jolie
everywhere
on a good day.
Air quotes so far.
She must be on The Bachelor in order to find a small town farmer to have children with.
Sure.
Couldn't find that in Hollywood.
Nope. Look, I said I'm in, but it's next, right? It's not now.
Yes, it's coming up next. We're
getting
ahead of ourselves.
But it's hard to contain the excitement, Kevin.
Right?
It's spilling over,
okay?
Much as I am right now. Spilling over
all right,
with excitement.
Towel off and give us the other showbiz news, and then we'll handle the Bachelor after the top of the hour.
I need speaking of my genitals, I need some recommendations.
Can I stop you right there?
I need some underwear recommendations. If you have any underwear recommendations, give me a call.
Kevin's your man.
Because they've discontinued my favorite kind of underwear, and now I'm at a loss. I'm at a crossroads.
I'm
going to
send you an
life.
Email, and you're going to hug me afterwards.
All right, send me your suggestions.
Why, do you have magic
underwear?
I do. I have magic underwear.
Are you on the underwear pro shop mailing list?
Yes. What's so great about this underwear, Kevin?
Another time.
Another right. time.
No,
okay.
I really want to know.
Another time.
I'm just looking for some really good underwear.
Yeah. You need to break
it's got
to
be. It's can't. I just. I can't wear off the. You know, off the shelf.
No.
Just Fruit of the Loom stuff.
No, don't be ridiculous.
I don't want anything elastic that cuts into my
right?
belly. I don't want any of that. I want
strong but soft.
Strong
huh?
but soft. But
that's
comfy,
right.
But firm.
That's right.
But supportive for my giant huevos.
That's right. I got it all.
But not too. You know, not. I don't want any binding. I don't want anything that's binding.
But secure,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. I'm with
and
you.
Soft. Soft and comfortable.
Uh-huh. That's right. As if I want as if someone's following me around just cupping me. just holding my gentleman in a safe position while I walk around.
You could probably get that.
Maybe I'll put that out on Craigslist. Yeah. Looking for a new assistant to carry my nuts.
All right. I've spent enough time.
How much
being
would you
silly.
Have to pay for that? 24/7.
All right. Call in now and let me know how much I'd have to pay to walk around and carry my nuts.
It might be worth it.
Just during the day. You wouldn't have to do it at home. At home, I just kick back and relax.
That'd be crazy.
I'll just let them swing in the breeze. But as I'm out and about in the course of my day.
Grocery shopping.
What are you looking for? What's your yearly salary for that gig? I'm just curious. All right. Let's talk about show business news. It is on. I now have a new reason to watch the Super Bowl. I was already going to watch the Super Bowl because I love me that American football. But now I'm going to watch the halftime show, which I usually go out and, go on a beer run or something.
Because Katy Perry.
First of all, because Katy Perry. And I like Katy Perry.
I do too.
She's fine. She's okay. She's well enough. It'll be fine. But now I'm really going to watch closely because word is Katy Perry is working out a Taylor Swift slam during her halftime show.
USA!
That's right.
USA! Mm-hmm. USA!
Yep. You know,
strong.
They've got a feud going on. And
what's the feud based on, do you think?
Taylor Swift
is
a dick and talked crap about her in an interview in Rolling Stone magazine, saying how we're straight up enemies. Haters gonna hate, shake it off. And it was about some backup dancers apparently that left Taylor Swift's tour to join Katy Perry's tour, and Taylor Swift feels like she poached her dancers, and it made her very upset, and now she hates her, and she was pretending to be a friend, but she's not a real friend. Anyway, it was all kinds of smack talk.
And they were both
passing
around John Mayer for a while, too. They had that thing going on, too,
yeah.
Right?
So now, apparently, Katy Perry, according to sources, is working out some either visual or lyric-related jab that will slap down Taylor Swift in front of the largest audience in the world.
I love her more
I
now.
Hope she's there. I hope Taylor Swift is there, and maybe Katy Perry will take a shot at her. That would be awesome.
I'm in.
Just pull out a gun.
An actual shot.
Just an actual shot. Just shoot her. Not kill her, just wing her or something, but that'd be awesome. All right, let's talk about Mark Wahlberg. He says he'd like to bring Boardwalk Empire to the big screen. Wants to do a Boardwalk Empire feature film.
This the guy from Wahlburgers we're talking about?
That's the guy from Wahlburgers, yeah. Guy from Transformers. What? No! That's a Transformer! He's the producer, you know, of Boardwalk Empire. Now that the show's off of HBO, he would like to have Martin Scorsese direct a feature film version of the story of Nucky or Canucky or Nucky.
Nucky,
or
yeah, Nucky Thompson.
Nucky.
Great series.
Yeah, spoiler alert, if you saw the end of the series, might be difficult, I think, maybe, to do
it. Could be a prequel,
tell
maybe?
Another story, but he said, yeah, that's what they would do. They would go back and tell a story from earlier on in the storyline. So, I don't know. I think people might be interested.
I would love it if that would come out instead of the Entourage movie that he's behind.
Oh, how dare you.
I would love that.
Scarlett Johansson's got a new movie in the works, Ghost in the Shell, it's called. Just announced that she'll be playing the lead role in a DreamWorks film. It will be about a covert agent who goes around fighting tech crimes in a futuristic cyberpunk world. I enjoyed The Matrix the first time that movie was made.
Yeah, but she's the star of it.
Yes.
Now it's better.
It's in the Dominatrix now. I'll take that. Channing Tatum will play Gambit, of course, one of the X-Men, in an upcoming solo adventure film. His character's film has been slated for October 7th of 2016. We now have a...
Hold on, let me write that down.
We now have a release date. October 7th, 2016, Gambit will be out. You excited?
That's your Tanning Chatham there, Lisa.
Yeah. I love him.
You love Tanning Chatham.
Yeah.
He's the man who invented Booyah.
He did not invent Booyah. And congratulations to Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden. They tied the knot last night at their Beverly Hills mansion. Two have been dating since May. Apparently, they're very happy. People.com reported that the fun couple had an intimate ceremony at their home, surrounded by friends and relatives, including Benji's twin brother, Joel, who was married to Nicole Richie. They were all there. Reese Witherspoon, Gwyneth Paltrow was there. And they parted the night away. So nothing says party like a good Monday night wedding, I think.
I wonder if anyone's ever tracked statistics on people who get married after less than a year together versus people who don't. I mean, that's pretty quick. What, like 7 months they've been dating is all?
When you know, right, man?
I guess.
How long were you dating your lady there before you got married, Bean?
5 months.
5 months. There mm-hmm. you go. And look how long she's put up with your shenanigans.
I wonder what the numbers are on that, though. Because a lot of people wait a long time before they take that step, you know?
Yeah. How do you think we'll find an answer to that?
I don't know. I just think it out loud.
So you're just bringing up a question that we can't answer.
Yep, that's what I do.
That's what you do.
Open up a blog.
Yeah, open up a blog, indeed. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Rowan Atkinson, who a very funny British actor and comedian, best known as Blackadder, I guess, in the UK, maybe Mr. Bean, 60 years old today. Norman Reedus of The Walking Dead is 46. Julie Chen turns 45. She's the host of The Talk and Big Brother, of course. Kate McKinnon of Saturday Night Live is 31. And model Irina Shayk celebrates her 29th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
It's back. Time for The Bachelor Report 2015. Hit it, Steve.
Did you see The Bachelor?
For the first time this year, our friend Petros Papadakis, the co-host of the very popular Petros and Money radio show on Fox Sports Radio AM 570. Hey, P, Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
Happy New Year, man. To hell with the college football playoff, right, brother? Let's get down to some real business.
I'm with you, P-Squared.
All right, Ralph G.
Let's begin the adventure. Let the journey begin.
Hey, let's pack our bags for an emotional journey into the depths of the souls of young people.
And we're all here right. for the right reasons.
The right reasons. I'll be loving Dez for all the four seasons.
That's right.
Now, remembering that most of our audience didn't watch The Bachelor last night, Ralph, what do we need to know about it?
All right, maybe they did. We didn't. What do we need to know?
Well, you need to know about Prince Farming. That's what you need to know.
Prince Farming.
Chris Soules, who, of course, was on Andy Dorfman's season, she didn't pick him, but America fell in love with him, and now here he is trying to find love amongst 30 beautiful, beautiful women.
Are you in your car, P? What are you doing?
Yeah, why, man?
Are you buying gas right now?
Are you in a truck backing up or something? What's
Sounds
going
good.
On?
I've truly reached middle age, okay? I just dropped my kid off at preschool, and I just, like, wove through a bunch of pregnant chicks who were talking to me and dove into my shit.
Hello?
Good talking to you, Pete.
All right, good times.
Have a good year.
Here's what I'm going to say. Oh, are you back, Pete?
And talking Bachelor on the phone the whole time.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to say about The Bachelor this time around, Ralph. And tell me if I'm wrong about this. A lot of times we have mocked the people who go on this show as just being fame whores.
Yes.
But legitimately, he is a farmer in a village of 400 people in the middle of Iowa.
Yes.
When he said last night, I'm going to meet more women on this show than I would meet the entire rest of my life staying here in Arlington, Iowa, he's telling the truth. This guy literally can't meet somebody to marry out there as a farmer, can he?
Not to look like this, that's
yeah,
for sure.
This is pretty legit for
they
him.
They showed some women from his hometown on the show last night. They were in the audience of the viewing party.
Yeah.
They were all pushing 300 pounds and had like four teeth.
One word, move.
Well, that's what happens to the younger, hotter ones is they all move out of Iowa. And all that there's not it's pretty slim pickings left for The Bachelor then.
It was like the offensive line of the Iowa football team.
Yes, that's who the girls were. But he can't move, Kevin, because he's got a 6,000-acre family farm there that does very well, makes him very wealthy. He's the king of Arlington, Iowa, and now he wants to find a queen.
Okay.
And so he met last night amongst many Brit from Hollywood. She is a waitress here in Hollywood. She looks like no waitress I've ever been waited on by, but she was my favorite last night, P. How about you?
Well, to be fair, Ralph, Britt is also a model.
Ah!
And I did just get some very interesting information on Britt via the Textoso line, if you're familiar with it.
I am, sir.
A guy told me that his wife is friends with Britt, and she's kind of like a Christian or on the God Squad, so she went to a tattoo parlor and told him to tattoo a crucifix on her back. She picked it off the wall, but it was really the Scientology cross, and she got it as a tramp stamp, and then she had it lasered off.
Oh, my goodness. Well, she did admit to last night that she did not have sex with her last boyfriend at all. No sex.
Yeah.
All right. See ya. Thanks for joining the show.
Kevin's going back to Arlington, Iowa, if that's the case. We also met Caitlin last night. Caitlin is a dance instructor, in quotes. She was trying to teach him how to breakdance last night, which I thought, is she a dance instructor from the 80s?
That's weird.
Yeah, and she kind of had those weird Sons of Anarchy tattoos on the back of her arms.
Yeah.
It made you feel like maybe she had been in prison. I think I saw a few cassette tapes in her purse.
She made quite an impression, though, with Chris. Here was their first interaction.
I don't know much about you. I know your name's Chris. I know you are a farmer, and you can plow the f*** out of my field any day. You're not Chris? Or you're
this
not a farmer?
This is Chris. I'm both. I'm all the above. You just took my breath away with that one, I think.
Yeah, farm boy didn't know what hit him when that girl came at him with that.
He liked, but you know what? He liked it because truly he's a fool.
Oh, come on. You don't like Chris? He seems like a nice guy to me.
I like him, but remember, I mean, when you get the guys that are not strong in the mind,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Right? You know, strong maybe in the body, Ralph,
yes.
But maybe up top in the mind,
yes,
not so strong,
yes.
Kind of like our friend Juan Pablo.
Yes.
They have a tendency not to be able to play by the rules of the show, and I do think that's where we're headed here with Chris.
You know, I think you're right. I think he goes off the rails a little bit.
You guys enjoying this, Kevin and Bean? You feeling this? You feeling it in your loins?
Look, I'm happy to not have to watch 3 hours but get caught up.
Last night, by the way, the cocktail party. They have a cocktail party before all the rose ceremonies. My favorite part of the show last night was when they did the post-interviews with the girls who got voted off. The sun was coming up. That means these people were drinking throughout the entire night.
Wow.
Well into dawn by the time they finally let these girls go.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of a sad thing because we sit there, and if you've ever been on a hot set that's overnight, and everybody, including all the camera people, are just super pissed off.
Yeah.
And I know you've worked reality TV, Ralph.
Yes.
And I hosted a show a long time ago, way back when, that would shoot overnight. You know, it's really not that much of a surprise that these people go insane, especially
right.
when you mix in the alcohol and the fact that they're all just, you know, desperate, and, you know, don't get me wrong, Ralph. Some of these chicks look okay,
yeah.
But there's a lot of crazy eyes.
Yes, there are.
And shrill voices this year. Shrill and crazy.
How many did they let go last night? Did you say it was eight?
Eight were let go last night.
Oh, he let go of the BBW.
Yeah, I know.
Plus size model.
Yeah, he let go of the plus size model. I was surprised. And he kept the drunks. The hardcore drunks are still on the show, which blew me away.
Arlington, Iowa. That's what that tells you.
Yeah. I'm going to play you two clips of two girls who are spectacularly drunk from last night's show, each one better than the next. First, here is Ashley, who believes everyone is like an onion.
Every person you meet is like an onion. You cut them, but when you cut them, you peel them back.
What?
And what you do is you peel them back layer by layer. That, to me, is an onion.
Pointing
if you want to take a look. It's blooming. Take a freaking look at the onion. Look at this onion. Seriously, I'm not even kidding. What is that? That's a freaking onion. I swear it's an onion. Can I please just pick it?
Yeah, let's
if it's
a
pomegranate, then God bless it.
Yeah, let's take a look.
It is a pomegranate.
Yeah.
What?
It is. I feel powerful.
Yeah, she picked a pomegranate off a tree and thought it was an onion.
I feel like she's the female me, which is not
No, you know who's the female you? Tara. Here's Tara. How? Meet Tara.
You smell like whiskey.
Dude, I'm drinking Jack in the Rocks. What do you expect? My best friends are Jameson, Johnny Walker, and Jack Daniels.
Where the f*** have you been?
Sorry, I have the hiccups. I can't get rid of them.
That's a child.
A train wreck. Hold on.
She takes another long drink.
The secret to the success of this show is how much time they give those girls to drink while they're waiting to appear on camera, right?
Yes.
That's the great part of this because we get the Tuscanoo Hiawatha cavalcade when it's the Bachelorette, just all the dudes. And then we just get the crazy. The dudes just want to be on TV. The girls are crazy and desperate to get married.
Yeah.
And it's really a wonderful contrast every year. It's just such an art, this show. It's such a beautiful thing.
Can we we all pitch in and get P a new phone for the new year?
All right, listen, we're out of time for the recap for last night's Bachelor. This is the beginning of season number 19. Ralph, what do you think about making a prediction with you and P right now as to who will end up with this Bachelor?
That's impossible.
Wow. Well, there's like a weird thing that there's something happens in a tent that like blows the whole show up.
Yeah. He has sex with somebody in a tent. We've seen from the
maybe like a favor, like a favor.
Yeah.
Like a sexual favor, like a Monica Lewinsky style sexual favor is what we're talking about.
And he ends up apologizing to a lot of the front runners for the rest of the season, it looks like.
So P, your guess, and Ralph, your guess.
I mean, I'm in a preschool parking lot. I'm going to go with the waitress.
You're going Britt, the waitress? Britt, I think that's the obvious front runner. I like Kelsey, the widow, the 28-year-old widow.
Oh, but nobody wants to hear that story for 3 months.
Her husband did die walking on his way to work when she was 27 years old.
Oh, what a downer. Wow.
That is a big downer.
That's why we get one every year.
They do get one hard luck case every year.
But maybe we root for her because she deserves happiness because she's been through
so
much. You know?
And I think Prince Farming is a good fella, and he's going to take her back to Iowa and put her to work there in the fields.
Hey, he's a good fella, but I don't see a lot of black chicks or Latinas.
Amber's still there. No, she got booted last night, didn't she?
Yeah, man, there's just this one. I mean, it's all white
tossity.
It's
look,
just a
look,
white sea.
Look, they're moving to Iowa. They're moving to Iowa.
P. What are they going to do? They would double the African-American population of Iowa if they moved a black girl there to Arlington. All right. We got to hang up on you. We can't.
I enjoyed hearing from P today.
We really love you, P. Your phone sucks.
We're going to get you two tin cans and a piece of string for next week.
What's the matter with my phone?
It sucks.
You keep breaking up.
You guys are always messing with my phone and talking about how I should have a different phone.
Well, get one.
You keep breaking up. We can't hear you.
Oh, okay.
The Bachelor.
Hello, 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
Time for another look at the showbiz beat here on a Tuesday morning with Radio Boy Announcer Man.
Love is like farming. Just want you to know that.
Love is like farming.
Learned that last night.
On The Bachelor.
Yeah. You plant a seed, you hope it grows. Sometimes the weather isn't always on your side, but with a little bit of luck, something beautiful can come of it. Chris Soltz. He will be missed.
Your ass for wasting.
Start over.
I should kick your ass for wasting my time.
Yes, thank you from Radio Boy Announcer Man. That is my character tonight on Agent Carter, premiering on ABC, 8 p.m. this evening, a two-hour premiere of its eight-part television event.
So this is not even scheduled to be a series.
I believe it is. I believe this is the placeholder for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which is ingenious programming when you think about it, because when that series goes on hiatus, as it is now, you put in its place a series which is completely different and entertaining in its own way, but certainly would be enjoyed by the same audience who enjoys Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's a good idea.
So you can watch Agent Carter for the next 8 weeks, and then after that, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. returns into that time slot, so you get the best of both worlds, but I believe they are trying to see if this has the audience, that if people do enjoy it, that it will come back the following.
We're supposed to watch for season. Radio Boy Announcer Man.
The character is just simply Radio Announcer. Hmm. But you'll see me in the second hour of programming tonight.
How did this, I don't know how acting works, Ralph, how did this come about? Did they just call you up and say, hey, you want to do this?
This was a weird one. Usually I have to audition for this kind of stuff. But Tara and Michelle, who are the showrunners of Agent Carter, apparently listened to our program here in the mornings.
Oh, that's nice.
And they enjoy it. They also were the creators and showrunners of a show called Reaper, which I was a huge fan of.
Love that.
And so they just called up and said, we wrote this script. There's a funny little show inside a show. It was a radio show, the Captain America Adventure Hour radio show. And we're hiring people now to play the voice actors for that radio show. And we thought it would be fun if you came in and you were the narrator of that show.
That's pretty cool.
So I went in there and they cut my hair and they gave me a 40s style suit. And you get to see us in the radio studio as we act out the show. You get to watch sort of the behind the scenes. You see the guys doing the foleying, the sound effects live there in the studio and stuff. So we recreated old time radio drama.
That haircut is good.
Yeah, that was less severe than the one I have now.
Oh, okay.
I have a much more severe haircut now because of yoga hosers. Yeah. So watch it tonight, not just because of me, because like I said, it's just a cameo. It's a little tiny little bit part, but the show's really good, and I think you're gonna enjoy it.
And we'll all fall in love with Hayley Atwell all over again.
Boy, she is something else. She is just lovely and charming and British. Some of my favorite things. Let's talk about some other TV news. Glee is a show that still exists.
And by that, you mean on DVD?
No, it's still on the air, and they are in their final season coming up on Fox.
They're bringing it back for a reunion?
No, it's been on the air all these years.
Oh.
Gina Gershon has been added to the cast. That's the news.
It was on last season?
Yeah. Yes, Kevin. As I mentioned, it's been on since we talked. Remember those days when we used to talk about it?
Yeah.
It's still
but
on.
That was like 5 years ago.
Yes.
So this
still
is
on,
a reboot of the old Glee series.
No, this is a continuation of the series that has been on the air all this time.
Okay. If you say so.
I promise you, it's true.
All right.
Two more young ladies, not young ladies, but women, have jumped on board the Bill Cosby class action lawsuit. They also went public with their allegations that he allegedly drugged and sexually assaulted them. And they claim that his representatives made statements in the public that depicted them as liars. So now they are suing him for defamation. This may be the only way some of these women can exact some justice from this guy regarding this this whole issue. Is this legal tactic may be the way that at least they get some money from him. Some punitive damages will be levied against Mr. Cosby. We'll have to wait and see.
I don't understand how in any of these cases, criminal or civil, there's anything that can be proved on either side. These events happened so long ago. They're, for the most part, he said, she said.
Yeah.
How is anyone going to decide who's right?
I don't know. I don't know how they can say, yes, he called you a liar and you were telling the truth because he did drug and rape you. I mean, how do they prove that?
Well, I think you don't necessarily have to prove it. You just don't want, you want him to not to want to go to court.
You want him being nuisanced enough that he will write you a check.
I don't want to have everything in my past delved into, so I'm just going to write a check.
Well, look, that happened. I mean, there was a case and he did settle out of court. Yeah. So I guess there's a precedent.
Cosby drugged the hell out of me. I know that.
Why you got to be like that?
I'm just saying.
It's not even allegedly.
Anyone can say anything. Yeah, he absolutely did it.
Nope.
I don't think you're his type.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought of being this weekend as I saw someone sent me an interesting article saying that there is a subset on Reddit, some sort of weird fetish pornography subset that is only photographs of Taylor Swift's armpits.
What?
Yeah, that's somebody's spank bank.
Yep.
And they went to interview.
You
what?
Said, yeah.
Well, obviously, I'm aware that it exists. I stay pretty current with my Taylor Swift news. I'm not an armpit. You can't use the F word
sometimes
on the radio.
Sometimes it's all that works.
Sometimes it's all we have.
Come on.
No, the people who are all icky about her armpits, I don't want to have anything to do with that group on Reddit. I'm serious. We buttoners are going to be over here on our own turf.
Yeah, you're a lot better.
Speaking of which, the story comes out today. The insiders say that Katy Perry, as she is planning her Super Bowl performance for February the 1st, is working up some part of the act that will involve a slam, a jab at Taylor Swift. Some visual or lyric-related shot will be fired across Taylor Swift's bow.
USA! USA! USA!
Look. Katy has been planning her revenge ever since Taylor Swift started talking crap about her in the media. Now she is going to level her in front of the biggest possible audience. Booyah, in the words of the late, great Stuart Scott.
I know you guys are all Team Katy, but this is sad and pathetic if this is what she's thinking about instead
this
of
is
her performance at the Super Bowl, right?
With awesome sauce!
It's just awesome. That's all, B.
With awesome nuts and awesome cream on top.
That's right.
Okay.
And an awesome cherry.
I hope it's like a giant picture of her with a Hitler mustache to throw up behind her on the big screen.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
That would be the greatest thing ever.
I have to agree with
Taylor
you.
Taylor with her arm up in the air, just with a giant Hitler mustache.
And you can see her armpit.
You see it, it's your armpit, right? So everybody's happy.
Tadoff Swindler at the Super Bowl halftime.
Tadoff Swindler.
That would be the best.
It would be awesome. Today's celebrity birthdays. Rowan Atkinson is 60 years old today, a very funny British actor and comedian. Norman Reedus is 46. The talk host, also the host of Big Brother, Julie Chen, is 45 years old. Nate McKinnon. Why do I keep saying Nate? Kate
no
McKinnon.
Idea.
I don't either. It's some weird tick I have, mental tick. Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live. She is 31 years old today, and model Irina Shayk celebrates her 29th birthday.
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show of his beat.
Take her off tomorrow morning on all new Kevin and Bean Show.
I like Irina Shayk's belly button over here. I'm a buttoner.
One of the worst tweeters in the world, Bean, has come up with a game where he makes fun of other people's tweets.
The heck you say?
Larry King. We're going to do Real King, Fake King. We have Drew Carey on the program tomorrow.
Love Drew.
He's guest hosting the Late Late Show. We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. And the CES Electronics Show is going on now in Vegas. We're going to talk to Ashley Esqueda. So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new show.